Between 1968 and 2001, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood was a trusted and much-loved video friend for millions of American kids. Now grown, those kids are packing the nation's movie houses to see the documentary about the show and the man who brought it to life.
Won't you be my neighbor? Well, I suppose it's an invitation. It's an invitation for somebody to be close to you.
That movie, Won't You Be My Neighbor, has become a top 10 box office smash. But for today's kids, Fred Rogers' television legacy lives on thanks to Angela Santomero.
All the things that I've put into the shows in child development theory, like play and repetition and pausing, and these are all elements in every one of my shows, and I think that we can use them, and I have, in parenting, in the classroom with kids to empower them, to inspire them.
Her first children's TV production job was on Nickelodeon, where she co-created Blue's Clues. Then Santomero landed at the late Fred Rogers Production Company, where she reimagined his iconic show as the animated series Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. She also created Creative Galaxy, Super Why, and Wish and Proof. Of course, there's lots more kid content out there, and Santomero says that poses a challenge when it comes to selecting programs that will have a positive effect on kids.
So on a basic level, it's looking for something that's educational, not just that it says it is. We need to look into it to just see, either watching a show or one show or watching our kids after they watch to see what they're modeling and what they're picking up from the show, making sure that, of course, it has to be entertaining, right? Kids will want to watch it. We can't make them watch a program if they don't want to watch it. We want them to come to the TV.
Another Santomero point, do the kids watch passively or get involved in the show?
Either like directly interacting like a Blue's Clues or more like a Daniel Tiger where it's bonding and Daniel's your friend, or even just where you're interacting, where you're being thoughtful and then want to go outside and experience something, or you're being thoughtful and it's inspired something in you to go play.
Another Santomero suggestion is some old-fashioned internet research.
What was the creator's intent and vision? And if it was the intent to teach, if it was the intent to make sure that kids are leaving the show better off for watching, it'll be very clear that that's the case. And I think there's a ton of articles online. If you want to research or take a look, quick Google search about a show, there'll be some information there too, you know, so that you can figure that piece of it out.
For instance, superheroes have been a staple of kids' shows since forever. In Santomero's programs, all these characters' powers have a higher purpose.
Super Why has the power to read, and, you know, Alpha Pig has alphabet power. Wonder, you know, so all of the characters have these powers that we then use to help solve problems, to move us through our stories and our adventures.
But even infancy is not too early to start selecting good content for kids.
Preschool is the most critical age group, and I don't think we can stress that enough or say it enough. It's the time when their brains are really forming, and we can be educating them in such a way that it's sticky, that they're mastering these concepts, that the synapses in their brains are making connections.
And one last point. Santomero says, just like the old cereal commercials used to say, even the most educational content should be considered just part of a balanced breakfast for young minds.
So when you think about it, putting that in addition to a wonderful and great classroom with wonderful teachers, with parenting, with what we do at home, with, you know, so what basically we're surrounding kids, think about what we're giving them. And I think giving them a voice is really important. We see it with teenagers, right, with what's going on right now in terms of the news, giving them a voice, giving them, you know, this ability to feel that they can go out there and not just feel, but that they can change the world. And I think those are the kinds of things that we want to teach kids how to think, not what to think.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
A philosophy that closely mirrors the core principles of that much-loved predecessor program that first took to the airwaves a half century ago. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.